On the line, I have Carol Christensen from the National Weather Service. She's a meteorologist. Well, of course, the big subject up here in Cook County is snow, being that our economy kind of depends on it this time of year. We're in pretty good shape up here. I was telling you that I've been skiing up the trail at George Washington and up at Bolly Creek, and boy, there's lots and lots of snow in the woods.
Right. The tip of the Arrowhead has been pretty lucky in getting a lot of the snow, especially inland, where I think snow depths are reaching 15 to 20 inches. You get farther south and snow is much, much harder to find. In fact, here in Duluth, we're running way, way, way below normal for snowfall. It's depressing a lot of people in this area, people who want to ski and go snowshoeing, snowmobiling. I saw one snowmobile out this winter. How bad it is.
Our son was out winter camping on Clearwater this last week, and he was saying that he was able to stay on top of the snow on his skis, but he saw other people like really sinking through with the slush if they had heavy packs on.
Right. Really, even though there is a lot of snow, it's being so warm, the snow is really squishy. I tried snowshoeing, but the snow just stuck to my snowshoes. And I had to keep stopping and getting it off.
So much of how the snow melts off seems like, of course, the angle of the hill and what direction it's facing.
Right, yeah, those south-facing hills really get the sun beating on them. And this time of year, our sun angle is pretty low, so the snow doesn't melt as fast like we were talking about. Even though the Earth is closer to the sun this time of year, we're angled away from it. Our northern hemisphere, we're angled away from it. That's why, you know, when the sun comes up, it doesn't get real high before it starts getting toward dusk again. And as we get later on into the spring, then we start tilting more toward the sun, and that's how we get our longer days.
Well, that makes so much sense because you can have these just beautiful, almost seemingly hot, sunny days, and the snow just doesn't seem to be melting off that fast back in the woods.
Right. It's just not as strong because, again, we're tilted away from it.
Yeah. I would just love to have you predict that we're going to have some big storms coming up in the coming month. What does that look like?
You and me both. We're getting kind of bored here at the National Weather Service. You know, we kind of live for those, forecasting those big storms. But unfortunately, for snow lovers, we don't have any snow in the future. Maybe a few flurries this afternoon and tonight, but otherwise, no accumulating snow in the forecast.
How about cold temperatures? Are we going to get any more cold blasts?
By cold blasts, do you mean 20 below? The answer is no. If you mean like maybe 5 below, yeah, a little bit cooler toward midweek, but then warming back up again for the weekend.
Okay. It's beautiful weather for people to get out skiing and snowshoeing and all those kinds of things, and we still got the snow up here. You just got to get back in the woods a little ways.
Go north.
Go right. North, that's right. Well, hopefully next week you'll have some better news for us and just tell us we're going to get just smacked with some weather. But
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it, Carol. I'm talking with Carol Christensen, and she's with the National Weather Service, and we really appreciate your weekly updates with us, Carol.
Well, it's been fun.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.